You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Power Evangelism Ministries presents Piercing Darkness radio broadcast. I'd like to welcome you with its host, Apostle Ronald Solly. You're going to be blessed with an awesome prophetic message, awesome testimonies of signs, wonders, and miracles taking place in his crusades. And also, he's going to pray for your needs. So stay tuned right here on 89.9 FM WCNO as we go live in the studio with its host, Apostle Ronald Solly.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We give God praise for this day. As men, we shall rejoice and be glad in it. What a mighty God we serve. I want to thank you all for joining me on this broadcast today. We're going to have a wonderful time. We're going to pray for America. We're going to hear the gospel. We pray for your family, for your loved ones. We pray for Israel. This is a prophetic show where you're going to be inspired and blessed and encouraged. So I encourage all of you right now that are joining me on this broadcast to call friends and family and loved ones to tune in as we enjoy this broadcast, lifting up Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith. For he says in his word, in the last days, we're going to pour his spirit upon all flesh. So we're going to see here. Encounter the outpouring of the Holy Ghost. But these are the last days, and God has promised to pour out His Spirit. And I want to receive the Holy Spirit. You see, having this atmosphere set in your life is what will guarantee your deliverance and help you to walk the walk of faith. We have a prayer line you can call us, 561-337-9018. That's 561-337-9018. Or you can go to our website, www.powerevangelism.net. You know, the Bible says that Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3, call unto me and I'll answer thee and I'll show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. The things that you don't know that God wants to show you, but you got to call unto Him. So the Bible says, so how do you call upon the Lord? You call upon Him in prayer, supplication, devotion, dedication, and also travailing and sobbing in the spirit. If you're interceding for someone, you're reaching out to God for help. Also, you remind God of His promises. That's why faith is the only way we can please God. There's something to be grateful to God and thank Him for that He has kept you alive. He's given you breath. He's given you health. And your life is a gift from God. So for all those of you that are discouraged and disdained, be encouraged. So we're going to go live shortly on our social media networks. And you'll be able to watch it live also. And you can follow us on Facebook. On Periscope, YouTube, and also our website to submit your progress so we can stand with you in prayer and believe God to move in your life. So I'm excited about this broadcast, and I'm believing God that He's going to bless you in the mighty name of Jesus. So take it easy and enjoy, relax as we prepare to bring you an exciting program. So we're going to go one of the teachings I did recently, and you're going to hear this briefly, and I'll be back again to bring you interviews and also testimonies and forecasting what God is going to do. Enjoy this teaching, and I'll be back again to give you more updates. We'll go back to the studio.
Thy rising. Wow. And a king's to the brightness of thy rising. Lift up thy eyes around about and see all. They gather themselves together. They come to thee. Thy sons shall come from afar, and thy daughters shall be announced at thy side. Kings. When he talks about kings, not talking about just physical kings. Wicked kings also. Losing battle and territory because of the glory that is upon thee. We have authority to disarm the enemy. To disarm structures of terror, structures of destruction, deceptions of hell that work against the believer, we have authority to command a change and a shift in the atmosphere, in the natural, affecting the spiritual governments and structure. Follow me closely here. This is a spiritual battle, not a physical battle. It's what? Spiritual. God, to use you, God, to empower you, you must believe. You must be empowered. You must be anointed. For the glory of God to be released, people must be willing to rebuke, confront, disarm, disengage the darkness. Lift your hands up and say, Lord, I want your light to shine in me, in Jesus' name. Now watch this. Darkness. Why does it cover the people? So they cannot see, or they cannot manifest Christ. So this darkness comes to cover you. So what is within you? For the glory rises from within you to come forth. So darkness is religious mindsets, witchcraft mindsets, depositions of the hell that control people, pride, rebellion, antichrist, religion, unbelief, all this power block your perception. So you can't hear, you can't see, you cannot function. The spirit of poverty is a control spirit. It controls people's minds towards, you know, finances. So they're afraid. Debt is a manipulation. It's a control. It's a power that intimidates. It is structured by hell to block you from reaching out to God. So when you're in poverty, you are always thinking about, how am I going to pay this bill? How am I going to take up, you know, pay off my student loan? How am I going to pay this debt? How am I going to... You see, that's not God's will for you to be in poverty or broke. God says he shall supply your need according to his riches and glory, because he knows the system of this world is controlled by the structure of the demonic forces that control people's lives, even perception when it comes to finances. Now, you have to understand that money is not God's problem. He has given you access to money, not because money is your source, but he has given you access to money because it can work as a favor tool. Someone say amen. It can activate and clear things and work things out. But God is your source. So if your bank is not looking positive, it doesn't mean that God's will is for you to be bound in that area. Let me talk about money for a few seconds. Somebody say, in the glory, money is not a problem. Come on, say one more time. In the glory, money is not a problem. You see, why I'm talking about money is because most of you need physical healing, but also you need financial breakthrough. So the devil wants you to live from paycheck to paycheck. Everybody say paycheck to paycheck. That's limited. If God has given you a dream, if you're going to finance the gospel, your paycheck to paycheck is a limitation. It is a roadblock. It's something, you turn it into a stepping stone. Look at it as something that God has given you as a transition point. And believe God for bigger, greater, and mighty things. Can I amen to that? So you can take care of your family, so you can support the work of God, so you can be an instrument in the works, in the hands of God that God can use. So when darkness comes, it targets three areas. It targets your faith. Once your faith has been targeted, you doubt and you live in fear. Fear is the number one problem in people's lives today. The absence of the glory is the presence of fear. When the glory is present, fear will not function. When the glory is present, fear is not a factor. When the glory is present, faith is the factor. God says, fear not, for I am with you. I will never leave you, not forsake you. So debt is a tool that facilitates the atmosphere of fear. Someone say, Father, speak to me. Say it again, Father, speak to me. Say it again, Father, speak to me. So when we're in fear and doubt, we can't give We can't trust God. We're always worried. Your marriage is going to be in stress because you look at all the things. They're going to cut off your light bill. They're threatening to kick you out of the apartment. Or they're threatening to sell your home. You know, all these problems. You keep getting angry letters coming to you. It's a problem of the world. It should not be a problem of the believer. If the economy is bad, that's for the world, not for the believer. God says he shall supply your need according to his riches and glory through Christ Jesus. So God gives us faith. God gives us provision. God empowers us to believe him for divine what? Provision. Somebody say amen. Listen to this before I finish. Number two, the enemy attacks this area. I told you, he attacks your faith. Number two, he attacks your passion. Your passion for God. Once your passion for God is attacked, when you're broke, your passion for God could be attacked severely because you think about things that have to do with your upkeep and your personal needs. And God says, I want to bless you. So the blessings does not have a measure. God's blessing comes beyond what? Measure. You can't limit it. God ever said the word abundancy. Say that word louder. Abundancy. Say, God is more than enough. Abundancy is his way of thinking. So God wants to give you abundancy. Not only does God want to heal you, but he wants to give you abundancy. Overflow. Ever say overflow. Overflow. So when your finances are attacked, it causes stress. When there's stress in your life. Now, there's a lot of millions that are stressed because they have a poverty spirit in them. But you have to think about this in your heart. The enemy wants to stress you, mess up your blood pressure, and mess up every other area of your life because he's attacking you through that open door that you must close. How do you close this door? In prayer and trust. Everybody say, the ground carries my harvest. I have to command the ground to release my harvest. You can't command the ground to release your harvest if there is no seed in the ground. There have to be seed in the ground for the harvest to be released. How do we place seed in the ground? When we give. How do we place seed in the ground? When we give. Everybody say give. Now, if you're believing God for a breakthrough in your finances, you have to sow seed in the ground, not sparingly, but abundantly, in faith, not in doubt, not grudgingly, but in boldness. And that's how you trigger the breakthrough. Debt is a curse. God says, he who is in Christ is free from the curse. If you're born again, the curse of debt has no right to claim you. You can break it off. Now, it doesn't mean the devil's not going to try to claim you. When a viper jumped on Paul, he shook his hand and the viper fell in fire. The devil's going to try to fight you. Hey, if you want to win, you got to fight back. You want to walk out of the wheelchair, get up and walk. You want your eyes to see, start to see. Say, I can see, I can see. Don't just wait for something to happen magical. No, it's not magical. You got to decree and say, God, thank you for opening my eyes. I can see, I can see. Begin to desire, begin to speak it, begin to expect it, begin to want it, begin to dream it, begin to yearn for it. It will manifest. If you can talk, you're going to talk tonight. Begin to decree, open your mouth. If you can't say Jesus, say Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I want to thank you all for joining me on this broadcast. We give God praise for this day. He has made this day. And we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Right now, I'm in the studio, ready to bring you the good news, which is the good news, the gospel. And it brings peace, brings joy, brings happiness. A lot is going on in America today and around the world. But don't be troubled. Put your trust and faith in the Lord. He got this under control. He knows what he's doing. And he will do it very well. The Bible says that he that began a good work in you shall be faithful to accomplish it. So faith is the way you keep staying connected, plugged in into what God is doing. Once again, you can call for prayer 561-337-9018. And this is Apostle Sally coming to you live from the studio. Today with me is Pastor Marilyn. Can you greet the audience?
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You see, we're planning to have a women's conference, and plans are underway. It's going to happen on this, on the 14th of December 2019. And we're putting together a package for you, for all of you that are on a mailing list. You'll be notified. It'll also be on our website. Can you tell us about what this women's conference is about?
Well, number one is empowering women of God, definitely in the church. Speak on a lot of topic that, you know, most of the time women want to speak about but don't know how to, you know, go about it, is, you know, from the biblical perspective, giving them a lot of wisdom from the Bible, and, you know, just a day-to-day life. Most of the time, being a woman, there's so much is required of them, and they play so many roles, you know. So for them coming to church, it's a little bit more than just, you know, hearing, I would say, a preaching, but it kind of go deeper into answering their question and talking to them and taking their time and talking about their daily life, what they can do. And in a way, is how for them to put God first in everything they do, not just, you know, in their church life, but also in their home, in their career, their family, even their personal life, how they can really get into that place of intimacy with God. And being in a place where the Lord is the center and, you know, stability for them, even some of them when dealing with emotional problem, teaching them how to go in the Bible and then, you know, go in the presence of God to just get all their need from the Lord, the strength they need to just go on from day to day.
Yes. The topics that are going to be covered in this conference, we have three topics. Can you read them for the people?
Yes. This is going to be divine appointment. And second is find your purpose in God's kingdom. And third will be winning God's way.
Amen. Those are very wonderful topics. Ladies, you hear that? What's divine appointment? And how do you walk into that? How do you find your purpose in God's kingdom? So you're not just a statistic or a number. You're not being tolerated. You're not living a life like a guesswork, but you got a purpose. And also winning God's ways. Everybody wants to win, but, you know, winning God's ways. Can you give us a little bit teaser on winning God's ways? How can you win God's way?
It's basically about applying what the Bible say and the conduct of what the Bible say in our life to get into the place of success, not based on what the world trying to tell you what to do, but hearing from God and the wisdom from God and the principles that the Lord has placed for us to live by. And when we begin to do that in our life, we don't have to do the way the world does things, rely on a system of, you know, manipulating or trying to get their way, but relying on the biblical led favor, just like Esther. You know, it was the favor of God that, you know, being a woman, she was able to, you know, gain favor from the king. So teaching you how to win God's way, not to use the way of the world or what women in the world, like what they're used to get something or to get their way or what they call success, which is, you know, not really success, but to have the true favor being a daughter of God and how to walk and operate that. And that's called winning in God's way.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So this conference is a free admission. All you just have to do is to come and attend, and you're going to be blessed. It's free to attend. So tell us from last year's conference how things went.
It was really, really powerful. Amazing messages. Apostle had shared an amazing messages to the women, encouraging them. And like you said, the purpose, you know, sadly to say, a lot of, you know, God's daughters, they don't know their purpose or what do they do in God's kingdom, or, you know, who they are. So the man of God was supposed to share in that. And then I had the chance to talk about, you know, intimacy and God's presence in worship. And we have another powerful woman of God, Pastor Peggy, and she was able to really minister and talk about the hidden things or emotional stuff or baggages that, you know, women carry around with them, and teaches them how to get in God's presence and to let it go, to really just open up about those things that, you know, a lot of women, they hid for so long, and there's like baggages they carry, and that how it affect them. And they, a lot of women were ministered to. It was amazing, amazing time.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So don't forget, it's the 14th of December, and it's going to be an amazing time. So you don't want to miss it. Make plans to attend and go to a website. We'll have more information about it and the location. Everything is put together, and we're excited about it. In Jesus' name, it's going to be an amazing time to be in God's presence and hear the word of God. One more question I have for you before I go. Which age groups can come of women?
All. Young and old, because there's the wisdom of God is for all of us. It's for the young women, you know, to keep you to, you know, begin your journey. The older women, I mean, it's for all ages, because we all on this journey of, you know, our destiny toward God. So we all need to hear that, especially living in a world where younger women, it's a lot of pressure on them and finding the identity. With older women, they feel as if, well, what is my purpose, you know, after I give birth to my kids and my kids are off to college, and it's just me. What else do I do? How do I apply myself? What else is left? I know a lot of older women around that age, they feel as if, you know, they give all they can give. What is else to give? But the Lord said there's so much more.
And age is just a number. So yeah, always remember that you're never too, you know, young, or you're never too old to seek the Lord. It's an invitation for everyone to come seek the Lord. Thank you so much for joining us, and God bless you very much.
Sing.
Amen. I'll be back after this message. 561-337-9018. The number again to call is 561-337-9018. Women, do not miss this conference. It's invitation for everybody. Welcome. Amen. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, hallelujah. We give God praise for that wonderful update. Now, a lot is going on in America today, and you may be wondering what is going on right now in America. We see and we hear so much stuff on the news, impeachment, protests in Israel, in Iraq. There's protests in Lebanon, protests in Chile, in Hong Kong, protests in Spain, Brexit. So what is happening? What is happening? And what does scripture say? What is God saying? What's the insight about what's happening in the world today? And is America going to face a civil unrest because of what is going on? So these are things we're going to talk about today and cover, and briefly, and from the scripture, and have an insight from what the Bible says, because it's very important for you to understand that God still speaks today, and he still does mighty things today when we believe, because we're in his presence, and the presence of God is extremely good. God is moving powerfully, and he's going to continue to move. So regardless of what the devil is doing, God is still moving, and he's going to continue to move for his glory, because he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. 561-337-9018. I'll be back after this message.
Give the Lord a shout of praise, somebody. You are awesome. You are awesome.
You are awesome, God Almighty. Yeah. You are awesome. You are awesome.
You are awesome. You are awesome, God Almighty.
You are awesome.
You are awesome. You are awesome, God Almighty.
Our God, He's an awesome
God. He reigns from heaven above, for You with some power and love. Our God is an awesome God. God, He reigns from heaven above. We live some power and love. Our God is an awesome God.
Our God
is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above. We live some power and love. Our God is an awesome
God. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, hallelujah. Our God is an awesome God. What a mighty God we serve. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And nothing is impossible with our Jesus. All things are possible when you believe. You know, what's happening in the world today is for you as a child of God not to ignore. I know today is a day to take a break from whatever is going on and just enjoy family time. But we need to really understand prophetically what's happening and have an insight so we know how to pray, because God's children must pray. So I'm going to give you some insight into how to pray for the situation that is going on today and how you can be instrumental to be as a child of the Lord. You are the salt of the earth. If you're born again, you are the salt of the earth. That makes a distinction and a difference. So what that means is that as a salt of the earth, you have responsibility and you have a role to play in whatever is going on today. You can't sit back and have nothing to do with it. You have something to do with it. And this is a live broadcast, so we're going to really be covering very important items here, spiritual nuggets that are going to help you from the scripture to know how to deal with what is going on and be part of God's angels that are engaging in bringing God's kingdom, because the kingdom of God must come and His will must be done on earth as it is in heaven. That's what the scripture teaches. So if you're joining me on YouTube or Facebook or Instagram or Periscope, this is an opportunity for you to learn what it takes to establish God's kingdom in a region. So surely God will not do anything unless He shows it to His prophets. God reveals secrets to His prophets. That's very important. Why does He reveal His secrets to His prophets? Because of the main reason why He does that, because that's how He works. His kingdom funk. I'm going to give you scripture so you'll be able to understand what we're dealing with here. So we're going to turn to Amos chapter 3 and verse 7. Amos chapter 3 and verse 7. Now, this is a very powerful scripture. We want to look at what the Bible say, and we can be able to digest that. Chapter 3 and verse 7. I'll read from verse 6. Shall a trumpet be blown in a city, and the people not be afraid? Shall there be evil in a city, and the Lord has not done it? Surely the Lord God will do nothing, but He revealeth His secrets, His secret unto His prophets. Surely the Lord God will do nothing, but He reveals His secret unto His servants, the prophets. Now, prophetically, we're going to look at how God's people can be able to intercede and pray for this nation, for this land. Putting this land before God in prayer is very important as God's children to play that role, significant role. So I was, you know, when you turn on the news today, from ABC to CNN, Fox, everyone is talking about the impeachment, here inquiry that is going on in the in the house, and you hear from this one, the other one, and that's really becoming like a distraction. You know, I was sharing with the brother in the church yesterday, and I say, you know, that is what happens in the spiritual realm when there is warfare. You're going to see this kind of aftermath. It's like an earthquake going through a land, and you see the aftermath. So anytime, you know, things like that happen, you got to go in the spirit to address these issues. Now, when you go in the spirit, you are not political. You find out what the will of God is. Then you can begin to address what is going on in the nation. Because this, the enemy's issue is to divide people. He wants to divide people and create strife, cause strife between husbands and wives, churches, you know, cause division among saints. So the saints are biased, lack revelation and in-depth to know what God's will is. You know, Jesus Christ was teaching us to pray, say, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So that's how important it is to know that this assault, you know, or this kind of attacks that are happening in the country show you that the enemy wants to really destroy America. That's the number one goal. And how do you destroy a nation? You destroy from within. So, you know, if the enemy looks at it, what strategy is going to work? He can't succeed through terrorism because terrorism has been neutralized. So he's going to try to divide the country and cause strife, division. That way he can be able to project his, you know, internal conflict. So this, you got to pray against that. So if you have a prophetic insight into what enemy is trying to do, then you understand we have to pray that God will send the awakening to America. And this awakening is very preeminent, very importantly needed at this hour. Very important. Now, it's what's happening in America, because I have to talk about the United States where we are right now and how we can be able to prophetically pray for this nation. And, you know, then when you look at what's happening in Chile, Chile is the third largest economy in South America. They had a civil unrest going on there because the price of the transportation, the fare, the increased fare, that sparked protests. That sparked protests in Chile, which went on until the president fired his entire cabinet. But the protests continued. He was trying to make reforms. Then we see what happened in Bolivia. Bolivia, people didn't like the election results, and they began to protest. And then it resulted into the president being he had to step down because the police joined the protests, and the president stepped down. And then somebody took over. The president had to fly. I saw him going to Mexico. I believe it was Mexico. And then we see what's happening in Hong Kong. They've been protesting now for months. And China is a communist nation, and people in Hong Kong are looking for some kind of, you know, freedom. And millions of people have been marching on the streets. One of the things that was really highlighted one of those protests is when these million people were singing a song, "Sing Hallelujah." So people are crying out, they need an awakening. So the one is it's like a Hong Kong is becoming a breaking point to deal with the communist wickedness, because China is very wealthy, and it wants to convert Hong Kong into a communist nation. But Hong Kong still has that kind of liberty, and there is that kind of strife going on, because, you know, what would change the, you know, if an awakening can hit China, or it's already happening in the underground churches. You see, in America, there's freedom of worship. When you go to nations like China and Iran, there's no freedom of worship. So you have to sneak around to worship. But in America, where there's freedom of worship, people don't even go to worship. And churches have become so much, you know, they're worse than fast food restaurants. I mean, you get more health by going to a church chicken, or it's shocking to see that most churches in America have become like worse than Popeye. You know, it's insane. I mean, you might get better health when you go to Burger King than going to these churches. It's so embarrassing. I mean, and if you notice, most of these leaders for these churches that are called a user-friendly church, they don't preach the truth, they don't confront issues, and they give people half-baked gospel, and then they end up being depressed and suicidal. God forbid. You see, the gospel must be preached. Why would God get a man like Kanye West to begin preaching the gospel? Because Kanye West is confronting abortion. And most of these preachers don't confront abortion. Most of the preachers, and they don't preach against abortion. They're afraid to talk about it because they're afraid to offend the members. They're afraid the offering is going to go down. You know, because you talked about abortion, you talked about, you know, killing babies. And then now people are scared to go to preach about it because it's going to affect their giving. You don't understand that giving should not be what motivates you to preaching the gospel. It must be the love of God, and God will take care of his work. You don't know, if you're a minister, you can hear the sound of my voice. Abortion is murder. Abortion is not a right. It's a murder. Thou shalt not kill. You got to stop killing babies. If you got pregnant, carry the child. That child's going to bring a smile on somebody's face. You imagine if your parents had aborted, you'd not be here. What if Mary had aborted Jesus, you know, because she was scared of what people are going to think? You know, accidents happen. So probably, you don't have a budget to take care of the child. At least give birth to the child and then give the child for adoption. We have a teenager in our church. She got pregnant and she wanted to abort the child. I said, no. I gave her some good advice. And with the mother there, I said, you know what? Well, you guys, I said, I got no money to take care of this child. I said, okay, what if you carry this child and the child is born, give the child for adoption? She said, okay, I'll do it for that purpose. When the child was born, she never gave the child for adoption. The love, the connection, it's the devil that wants to drink innocent blood, you know, and that shows you the warfare that is going on. And I believe one day in America, they're going to reverse that abortion thing. It's going to happen one day. Because you don't understand, it is not right to kill babies. It's not right. That has to stop in the mighty name of Jesus. Children are precious. You know, if you have a child, it's a precious gift from God. And that is life. And when you have a child, you're carrying life. So, you know, kudos for Kanye. Kanye is bold. He's telling them, stop killing babies. You know? And in his services, the other thing he does, the people have to shut off their cell phones. They don't want people to be on their phones while they're worshiping. I mean, he's doing more damage to the kingdom of darkness than most bishops and archbishops and Anka Kinko. I don't know what to call these bishops, whatever you call them. Preachers that are scared. Kanye, can you imagine? Kanye! You know Kanye, the rapper, yes. He's doing services around the country and he's doing more damage to the kingdom of darkness. It's shocking. God wants to save souls. God wants to save America. You see, God will take somebody in Hollywood and change them, you know, and bring revival and awakening. Who knows who God is going to touch next? I would love God to touch Nicki Minaj, whatever they call her name is. Cardi B! That'd be great if she begins to speak in tongues. Hallelujah. And bring all those young ladies into the kingdom of God. You see, the gospel must be preached. You see, if God can save Saul, and Saul became Paul, God can save anybody. You see, the woman that was at the well, she had an encounter with the Lord. She had the demon of seduction left her, and she became the greatest evangelist. You see, that explains what happens. If somebody has, you see, there's a lot of preachers saying, oh, well, we don't think this Kanye thing is real. You know, we'll see how far it's going to go. Pray for the man. You see, the walk of faith is a walk of faith. Nobody can say, oh, I give my life to Jesus and now, blah, 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 blah. No, it's the grace of God sufficient. So pray for the man. Release the grace of God over his life and intercede for him because God wants to save. So you know how many young people are listening to Kanye's preaching? That will never go to church. You know how many people that are going to events that will never ever go to church and they go to his events and they hear the gospel. Now they want Bibles. You know, they want to get to know who is Jesus. And that's how the Lord wants to save America. This is a time for the awakening to come to this nation. And when we pray for the awakening, we are not telling God how to release the awakening. We are setting the atmosphere for God to move. Because, God, you see, the things that God will not do unless there is intercession going forth. And when we intercede, then God begins to reveal the secrets and the mysteries. Now, surely God will do nothing unless he reveals it to his prophets. So the sin is being exposed today. And because the sin is being exposed, God is preparing to raise up a people that will not be afraid to tell the truth, to preach the gospel, to proclaim Jesus, because Jesus is the Son of the living God. So wherever you may be, don't be afraid to profess your faith. Speak your faith. You know, when people come to talk to you, tell us about yourself. In what you discuss, you talk about your faith, how it has kept you, how it has sustained you in a time of trial, in a time of trouble. People want to hear the gospel. And I was shocked to see when Kanye West was preaching in jail, that he went to preach to incarcerated people, and they were worshiping. And they got on their knees and they gave their life to Jesus. It's shocking to see that this is happening in America. And the church folks are just sitting there like Pharisees. Well, let's see. No, God ain't going to wait for your program and your microwave services that are only 45 minutes. And it's just like drinking cold coffee. You imagine drinking cold coffee in Minnesota where it's too cold. You need hot coffee. So services, we need a fire of God in the churches. You come in with a migraine, you live with 7 migraines. That's not the will of God. It's time for the healing power of God to hit hard in these congregations. Hallelujah. Lord, touch the choir, touch the ushers, touch the Sunday school teachers, touch the preachers. Hallelujah. Let the awakening come in these churches in Jesus' name. All those big buildings should be packed with people crying out to God. And you have buildings, and then they open up the service for 45 minutes and then close the thing. It's closed. And you're running all those bills. Let's open up the buildings and feed the hungry. Cast out some devils. Hallelujah. And demonstrate the power of God. You see, that's the gospel. It must be preached. These are the last days. You see, the Bible says in Jeremiah chapter 33 and verse 3, call unto me and I'll answer thee, and I'll show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Which thou knowest not. So, if you go to a football game, people tailgate at a football game. Go to Miami Dolphins, see what's happening. They have a losing record, but people still go. You know, it's fellowship. So we can set that atmosphere. So that's what God wants to release in America. He wants to release an awakening. So things are being shaken. Like I told you, what's happening in Spain, the protests. People are really not happy. There's protests going on in Lebanon. It started with the WhatsApp tax. They just tried to tax the WhatsApp messaging app, which is free. So the government introduced a tax, and people were so enraged with that and began to protest. The prime minister resigned. So now they had to form a new government. They're protesting in Iraq. It's happening in Iraq. It's happening in different parts of the world. The protests are starting over little things. And in the United States, it's the mercy of God and his prayer. Because if they were to try to remove the sitting president, it will start riots and protests in this country. I'm just letting you know. So it's important to pray that plan of the enemy will not succeed. And how this is what I mean. The way you pray that God will move in this nation and cause an awakening to come, cause prosperity to continue to manifest in this nation. Because there's a lot of people that are angry. In America, they don't just protest. They have weapons. It will be really crazy. And we need to pray against this plan of the enemy to cause bloodshed in this nation. It's not needed. Very important for you to understand how to pray for America. Pray for the awakening to come. Pray that people will lift up their hands and turn to Jesus, because God is not going to be mocked. If the wickedness continue, it's going to draw judgment, and it's not needed to continue that way. Pray for Israel. Now, it's very important to understand that Israel last week was experiencing constant rain of terrorists, raining missiles on rockets on that nation. And when that began to happen at that level, you know, the Israel has to defend itself. But whenever you see Israel under assault, it shows you that the church is under assault. So the church has to wake up and pray. Everybody must pray. Everybody. Teach your children how to pray. Even if they pray for 5 minutes, It makes a difference. It sets a distinction. So we're getting a prophetic insight into what's happening. Now, God is exposing corruption, and there's some other things God is going to be dealing with to get people's faith to turn to Christ. Now, people have lost faith in the media. Eventually, they're going to have to turn to the Bible. So God is judging the media by exposing their nakedness. So he wants to draw people back to Christ, and where they can now begin to turn to the Bible to look for the truth and hear what is God saying. So we see the early kings, they never went to war without inquiring from the Lord. They had prophets who inquired from the Lord, what is God saying? And we see that even in the time, you see, some kings had magicians, soothsayers, warlocks, and witches in there. And then when Moses came, his stick was able to swallow the powers of all the soothsayers and the magicians. So God is setting a distinction. So there must be prophetic voices that speak the oracles of God and not afraid to lose the offering. You know, they're not afraid to lose the status quo. Not afraid to lose support if they're speaking the truth. Because if you speak the truth, then you ain't going to be afraid to tell the truth, because the truth will make people's life free. Truth comes with authority. The truth is authority which unlocks supernatural provision. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Let's say you wake up in the morning, you open your Bible, you begin to read your Bible. Now you're feasting on the truth. That begins to deliver you. If you read your Bible daily, you are now setting up yourself for freedom and deliverance. There are breakthroughs that God is about to give you that you're going to walk into. Now, I want to prophesy, talk on a personal level. I finished the national level, the church level. Now I'm going to talk on the national, on your personal level. This is what the Lord is telling me to tell you. And I'm being prophetic. If you begin to make time for him, as you open the Bible and read the Bible and begin to pray in the Spirit, because now you're not praying with your understanding, you're going to begin to set the atmosphere for his angelic activities to increase and for the Lord to begin to move things in the right direction. Because this is a time for you to fix your eyes on Jesus and take your eyes off man or circumstances and fix your eyes on Jesus. May the knowledge of Christ increase in you. You see, the Bible says the earth shall be filled with the glory. Now, if the glory of God is going to fill the earth, there must be people that are willing to set the atmosphere for the glory of God to be released. It's important for you to understand that God has become so important. You know, not just important, but it must become your breaking news. So when you wake up in the morning, God, what do you want me to do? What are you saying? What is going on with my children? If God has given you a child, you pray and ask God to speak to you about their life. He will. So you can make good decisions. You can be able to communicate, you know, for your children. God gave you those children not just to be their parent, but also you're the spiritual covering. So then you have a role to play. So as a parent now, you be able to deal to help your children if they come back from school and the teacher was introducing some weird teaching or some Satanism. Because now in some states, cities in America, they've permitted teaching children how to do witchcraft and how to cast spells. So children are going to come and ask you a question. You'll be able to answer those questions and say, hey, this is not what the Bible teaches. So the kid can be aware that they can't practice witchcraft, because the enemy uses witchcraft to disarm. Whenever activities of witchcraft come in a people, in a territory, they come to disarm the ability to resist them. And you know, the enemy can slow you down if he makes you prayerless. But there is power in prayer. And that's why I encourage you to pray in the Spirit, because when you pray in the Spirit, you cannot be controlled by the flesh. And the flesh does not pray, but the Spirit prays. He gives utterances. Number two, when you crucify the flesh through fasting and prayer, there are some demons that will not leave unless you fast. So I encourage you to do a fast. Talk to your doctor about what kind of fasting you can go, how many hours you can go. If you're on medication, very important to talk to your doctor. Number three, for your personal, this prophetic word is on your personal level. Very important for you to understand that the enemy wants to set up idols in your life. And one of them that the enemy is using is a spirit of lack. Lack is a battle. You see, the early church never lacked because God provided for them supernaturally. They encountered his provision and the people were generous. Now, when you idolize lack, because the enemy has restricted the flow, of what is coming to you. He's trying to restrict it so you can idolize luck. When you idolize something, the next thing you do is you reverence it. You cannot fight what you reverence. The enemy wants you to force you into submission. That, okay, you know, I'm tapping out. Oh, I'm submitting. I can't resist this. No. God has given you a weapon that you need to activate. The power of declaration. The Bible says, you shall decree a thing and it shall be established. When you function from that realm, you are declaring things that God has revealed to you that you know only Him can bring to pass, not your strength. So you're not leaning on your understanding. Most believers do not know how to wage war through the realm of declaration. So they get caught up in their understanding and making things happen. So if you practice that declaration, now you're operating in a different realm that the enemy cannot be able to compound, and he cannot force you to submit. So the only thing he's going to try to do is to manipulate you into thinking that your declarations have no effect. No, you go back to the scripture. It says you shall decree a thing, it shall be established. Now, God says in his word, I give unto you power to trample upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm you. Obadiah 1:17, it says, but upon Mount Zion shall be deliverance. There shall be holiness. My goodness. And the house of Jacob shall possess their possessions. There is a realm that you can tap into and walk in where you can move, shake, and shift things without no restriction. A woman came and shared with me a very urgent prayer request, one of our services. She brought all this paperwork and said that they're going to lose their home. I said, why? Because my husband took a loan. We had a mortgage, and then he took another loan to do a business, but the business failed. So we have two mortgages and we can't pay them. It's a lot of money they're asking us to do so. We can't keep this home. I said, give me the papers. I prayed and made a declaration. The moment I decreed that, the Lord moved supernaturally in her situation. Now, this is what happened. One of the banks dropped all the whatever charges she had accumulated, everything, $45,000. The bank forgave her $45,000, Wells Fargo. And amazingly, now they can pay their home. They can be able to make payments on the other mortgages they still have. And the home is a foreclosure. It's amazing how God moved in this woman's situation. And she came smiling and said, everything is fine. $45,000 was taken off this. The weight, God intervened. That's the favor of God. See, that's how God works supernaturally. Some of you are going to tap into those type of miracles, but those can only manifest through declaration, the power of decree and declare. You can decree that over your marriage, over your children, over your life. Some of you are in serious financial attack. It is constantly hitting you hard because, see, God has the limitant. He has a people that they are not going to bow to the idol. You know, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they never bowed to that evil thing. So the enemy, once he sees those kind of people, he's going to try to attack you. Some of you are experiencing severe attacks because of what God has embedded in you. I want to sound an alarm. Don't you throw in the towel. Put your faith and trust in God. Some of you feel like you're in a fire. The people that threw you in the fire is going to burn them. The fourth man appears in the fire. I want to sound an alarm. To those of you that feel like giving up, don't give up. Hang in there. The fourth man is showing up. And guess what? When the fourth man showed up, all the chains were broken and no chain existed. Because the fourth man appearance means no chains. So the power of the name of Jesus destroys every chain. The blood of Jesus will paralyze them and the anointing destroys the yoke. So the power of declaration is to be practiced and activated in your life, in Jesus. The Bible says, shall decree a thing and it shall be established. So don't get lazy about it. Engage and keep declaring what the word of God says. So I want to make an altar call for salvation. If you're hearing the sound of my voice on this broadcast, this piercing dark nation with Apostle Ali, lifting up Jesus Christ. If you don't know Jesus in your heart, simply say these words after me. Oh Lord Jesus, come into my heart and save me. I repent and I renounce my sin. I repent, renounce my iniquity. Remove my name from the book of death. Write my name in the book of life. I accept you in my heart as my Lord and my Savior. And I am born again in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Now, you're born again. You receive Jesus. Now, walk the walk. Find a Bible-believing church. Make sure the church teaches the Bible, believes in the blood of Jesus, and also believes in resurrection and the coming of this Lord coming back. Very important. We preach the gospel. So this broadcast is being broadcast all around the world, even on the internet. So wherever you may be, that's what the words of God says. In the last days, God's going to put spirit upon all flesh. Prepare for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And that's very important. Now, I want to read the scripture for you here. Verse 18 as I finish. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. The devil you're fighting shall fall. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Verse 18, Luke 10, verse 18, verse 19. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions of all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. Engage and use that power to disarm the enemy. Walk over him and walk in victory. Because the power is in declaration. Use that and see what the Lord shall do for you. And he's not meant to lie. He's a finisher. So go to our website, www.pyevangelism.net, to get it know where we're going to be and where we're having our services. You can come attend. Last scripture I want to read you before I finish this broadcast. It says in Matthew chapter 18, verse 18, verily I say unto you, whatsoever shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. You have to bind and to loose. You don't just sit back and get depressed and cry and worry. God is moving. His angels ready to engage the enemy. Put your faith to work in Jesus' name. And I decree and I declare that whoever can hear the sound of my voice today will awaken from their slumber sleep and put their faith into action and defeat the enemy that's coming against their soul. In the name of Jesus, the Son of the living God, may God heal you and deliver you and set you free from the power that is oppressing you. For by his stripes, you are healed in Jesus' name. Now, for those of you who are in Georgia and South Carolina, I'm going to be coming to two states. I'm going to be doing four cities. I'll be in Lincolnton, Georgia, in Atlanta, Georgia, in Augusta, Georgia, and Aiken, South Carolina. So go to our website to get information about it. So it's going to be a busy week, and we encourage you to invite family and friends and come ready to experience the dunamis, the miracle working power of God. For nothing is impossible with God. All things are possible. And this broadcast comes to you every Saturday at the same time. Tune in every Saturday and enjoy what God is saying. Jesus is Lord, and nothing is impossible with him. All things are possible when we believe. I believe in miracles, and I believe in God. As we approach the end of this broadcast, I encourage you to partner with our ministry today by going to our website, www.pyevangelism.net, and you can partner with us in this ministry and support us. When you go to our website, there's a donation page. You can click it, and you can be able to support this ministry. We give God glory for what he is doing in our ministry, and it's amazing. It's powerful, and you can be part of it. You can support and by going to our website, www.pyevangelism.net, or write to us on P.O. Box 221. 661 West Palm Beach, Florida 33422. P.O. Box 221-661 West Palm Beach, Florida, zip code 33422. Or you can call us on 561-337-9018. And our website again is www.pyevangelism.net. Follow me on Facebook, Apostle Ronald Sally. And also you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter. And also you can check our website. And I'll be back again next week at the same time to bring you more exciting programming. Jesus is Lord. This is Apostle Sally wrapping up my prophetic moment. And to God be the glory. I plead the blood of Jesus over your ears. God bless you. Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. Praise the Lord.
Thank you for tuning in today's broadcast brought to you by Power Evangelism Ministries, Piercing Darkness, with your host, Apostle Ronald Sally. For more information about Apostle Ronald Sally or our ministry, like him on Facebook, follow him on Twitter, or watch his live feeds on Periscope, or go to our website, powerevangelism.net, or call us 561-337-9018. Thank you for tuning in, and don't miss next week's show. It's going to be exciting and life-changing right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. This is Piercing Darkness and your host, Apostle Ronald Sally. God bless each and every one of you for tuning in and listening. We'll see you next week, same time, same station.